Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I am your host, Rosie Acosta, yoga teacher and teacher trainer, mindfulness coach, speaker, and creative writer. I am also the founder of RadicallyLoved.com, a website where you can go for more information about yoga, mindfulness, meditation, and lifestyle advice. On this podcast, we talk to people within our health and wellness community that are creating content through the ritualistic practice of yoga, meditation, or overall mindful living. We hope to create value in your life so that you can achieve your highest potential and live a radically loved life. To stay in touch with us, just follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rosie Acosta and on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie. You can sign up for our newsletter on radicallyloved.com to stay up to date on future workshops, retreats, and latest podcasts. I hope that Radically Loved Radio leaves you feeling inspired to create something powerful. My teacher, Yoga Rupa Rajstriker, says, if you powerfully believe in the value you have to offer the world, your love and passion for it will be an unstoppable force. Thanks for listening. How do we begin to recognize our inner critic so that we can surpass it and achieve our purpose? A lot of the times, most of us have that tiny little voice in the back of our minds that plays off of our greatest anxieties and our greatest worry and gives way to that addictive dialogue that we all have when something's not working as we want it to. How can we recognize that? And instead of engaging with these problematic thoughts, we all have an opportunity to change something. Most of the time, the minute we can actually pay attention to something that's not working, we have the ability to change it. So what are some of the ways that we can eradicate this type of thinking so that we can remember our own true goodness? If you ever find yourself ruminating on things that you regret or mistakes that you've made or the fact that something's not working, here are a couple of things to remember who and what you really are. The first thing is to meditate. I know that that's always the segue. But in order for us to really remember who and what we really are, we need to be able to sit comfortably in a relaxed position so that we can be still, for our ability to go inward, to be in a place of reflection. So something pretty easy to do. The next thing is, it doesn't have to be, newsworthy. So maybe you smiled at somebody or you listened to their story or you were actually fully present with somebody else. Just your recognition, just your ability to see somebody else can sometimes remind us that there are other things that nourish and replenish us. Another thing is to think about a quality or skill that you really like about yourself. Maybe it's how you're super enthusiastic about, lattes or something. You have a passion and love for yoga. You have a passion and love for self-development. Maybe you have a practice. Maybe it's something that you really admire about yourself. Maybe it's your accomplishment. Most of the time when we're engaged in the inner critic, you're not allowing yourself to look at the bigger picture and to see everything that you've created in your life to bring you to this moment. If you find yourself still feeling caught up in that self-criticism, turn your attention to the fact that your innate being is geared towards happiness. There is kindness and beauty in that. Just recalling that everything and everywhere has stemmed from a place of happiness. Everybody wants to be happy. Every living being wants to be happy. So take a moment to just feel that integrate. The last thing is, don't ever feel ashamed for longing for success or for longing for happiness. This is your birthright. This is the thing that we struggle with the most when we're not in alignment with what our purpose is. And sometimes when we are in alignment with our purpose and it's not working out, this is where we generate the propellant of the inner critic. Seeking happiness is not the issue. The issue is that we often don't know where and how to find it. Sometimes we just need somebody whose light is a little brighter than ours to guide us. The more you recognize it, the more it comes like a homing instinct. It becomes your inner compass. This inner compass eventually leads you to a place of freedom. I'd like to leave you with one of my favorite poems by Max Herman. I read this anytime I'm in inner critic mode. It goes like this. Go placidly, amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become bitter or vain, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical of love, for the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imagings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive of her to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its drudgery and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. Do you want to go on an epic yoga adventure? I do. In fact, I do all the time. When do I not want to go on an epic yoga adventure? This year, I'm leading two retreats, one in Mexico at Shinalani and the other in Iceland. Our summer retreat is all about the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. We'll learn about spiritual practices to cultivate mindfulness, wisdom, and compassion. And this fall, in an attempt to see the Northern Lights, we will go into a journey through the chakras. It's going to be fun. If you're curious, you can email me at rosie@radicallyloved.com or go to the show notes and click the links to each of the retreats, or you can go to radicallyloved.com. See you soon. Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us, message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes, write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.